This goes to Scott Kastning, KASTNINGPAC, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Darold, D like David, A-R-O-L-D like David, DeLong, D-E-L-O-N-G, date of birth 9/16/1945. Dear Scott, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. DeLong with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. The patient does see Dr. Alkeek for chronic congestive heart failure, which is well treated at this point. And he does have intermittent edema, especially worse on the right side, but also occurring on the left. And he does use torsemide about every 3 days as needed for the edema. He also tries to restrict salt and fluid intake. And his last visit, which was a consultation, was April 15th, 2025. And he's lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months. But he's feeling quite well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain or palpitations. Stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. He does not require oxygen. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he does have edema today. Medications. He's on a prednisone taper currently. Lisinopril is 10 milligram daily. I'm going to highlight torsemide is 20 milligram daily as needed for edema, and generally he uses that every third day. Metoprolol, 100 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Ozempic, 2 milligram is once a week. Actually, 0.5 milligram, one shot weekly. Physical exam, weight, 214 pounds. Pulse is 82. Blood pressure, 124 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Right lower extremity has 2-plus edema in the ankle and foot area, about halfway up calf. Left lower extremity has a trace of edema in the ankle area, just above the ankle. In labs, most recent lab studies were done August 19th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.54. Estimated GFR is 46. Sodium, 138. Potassium, 5.0. Carbon dioxide, 30. Albumin, 4. Phosphorus, 4. Calcium, 9.4. Hemoglobin is 10.6 with the normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy is stable. 4, congestive heart failure, very stable currently with minimal edema that generally occurs every third day. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.